4:30 in the morning. She was up making noise in the house. I remember she got up before my dad. She had to drive a ways to go to the factory. It was a textile mill. So as a kid, I remember my daddy with me at night. Which parent was there for you, your mom or your dad? Raise your hand if it was your mom. How about your dad? It was my dad. My dad would get up at night, and he would come, and he'd do the infinity sign or the circle 8 around me like this, and I couldn't count to 10, and I was gone. It didn't matter if I was running a fever, if I threw up at night, I could hear my daddy coming. Not that my mom didn't want to. My mama was the fivefold ministry, and my daddy was the laying on of hands ministry, anointing me with oil after the fivefold ministry. My mom was the disciplinary in the house when we were little. And how many of y'all remember this sign with the hand? Some of y'all didn't grow up with that sign. It's not very professional anymore. It's kind of demeaning. And I'm not your dog. Don't you point your finger at me. People don't do that no more. If you watch, this generation doesn't do that. They do this instead. And then that pops out as an emoji. Hands, I did a not depth research because I didn't want to make this scientific, because I taught this a year or so ago, I think it was. I told a pastor, I said, you know, in the Apostolic Pentecostal Church, the laying on of hands sometimes we just kind of take it for granted. And it's really personal, and it can be intimate, and it can be devastating. I remember the first time I had my hands laid on in a church. It was by a bunch of guys at a church in Louisiana, and I did not know. Fortunate for me, and I'll share with you, like I said, it could be a delicate situation, and please, if I offend you, I don't mean to, but there's people that don't like to be touched. I didn't know that. I'm a touchy-feely person. When I was a young man, I didn't. That's where we did it. My house in Louisiana, if you don't greet with courtesy as a touch, how many of y'all still shake hands? And it's formal to you. Do you notice young people don't shake hands? Stop and look. Sister Sherry Traylor taught me how to shake and reminded me how to shake hands professionally and properly. It's really two hands, one interlocks and the other hands on the forearm. That's how you, that's old school shaking hands. That was engaged. That's, hey, how are you doing? And I mean it, not just. But look at the young people now. The young people don't shake hands, but don't touch. Scriptures teach us to go and lay hands on others, not press in and let them know they're praying for you. I just delivered a prayer cloth. I had to make contact with the prayer cloth. And I was funny, but when I was in the situation, I did not even know the person, but the person was glad to have me touch them. They were on their bed, not of affliction. They were sick in the hospital. And it's a wonderful thing when you stop and think of, wow, somebody touched me. Children that we were discussing this just this week or last week, there's children that have never been touched like you might have been touched. They've never been cradled, they've never been nursed, they've never been had just comfort of the hand. Lots of these orphanages, the children are just numbers and hoping somebody will get them, because if they don't get them, they probably more than not turn into you know what for the girls and sometimes the boys, and the boys are often turned into rough guys. They'll take orphan kids and make them soldiers. They have no touch. They have no that sensation, that contact was never there. So the touching and the feeling of hands go way back. Like I said, I didn't want to be too scientific, but I want to throw it out because sometimes we take for granted. Because there's people starving for attention, and you touch them, they get the wrong impression. Sometimes you can touch people, and they want to touch you back because they were touched too much as a kid. Pastor McGuire, and we've taught and we teach in the ministry staff, we do a good job, and especially in our congregation, of laying on of hands. I am not the football huddle type because I got the football huddle treatment. I thought I was about to get the Holy Ghost, and before I knew it, half the church thought I was about to get the Holy Ghost, and right after that, I think I had probably 25 people laying hands on me, and it shut it down. That was just too much for me. And it appears some people, you can't put enough hands on them because they're just absorbing all the attention. I was taught, again, scientifically and not, people that have come to the altar for prayer and others come in. You want to be the desperate one needing God since you're sitting up here? Come up here and raise your hand. Now, this is my daughter, Jolie, for those of you who don't know. Lift your hands up. Nope, don't show them. You might start talking in tongues. Okay, and she's seeking God, and Pastor comes and lays hands, right? She possibly knows Pastor's voice because he's been her only pastor. She might look down and see Pastor's shoes and go, whew, it's Pastor. How many of y'all do the shoe thing? Be honest. All right, that's good. It's a church thing. We're not discussing it today, but the shoe thing is very important. It'll be another lesson. She recognizes his voice, and she feels his touch. And from back in the day, Jolie used to run to Pastor. This is the Kranz family, probably the only ones that still remember. And he would hold her, and she didn't let anybody else hold her for prayer. 45 minutes, Pastor would have to endow with holding her. And she loved, but she put her head down on him. She pet him and love on him, and they'd pray together. So if she was here seeking God for prayer, that'd probably be all right if she heard Pastor's voice, wouldn't it? You would think that. Raise your hands up. Now, a stranger comes up. There is a significant difference in a man's hand and a woman's hand, isn't it? And maybe a man's hand's on her back, appropriately placed, but she can't see the shoes and do the shoe thing. I taught them that when they were young, just like y'all. Woo, there you go. Get. Yeah, there you go. So she's looking at shoes, okay? She's just looking at shoes. For those of you who forgot the shoe thing. When a person lays hands on her, you may be seated, and she's not comfortable, off. Then we try to encourage, and you guys know, ladies with ladies, men with men, family with family, mom and dads and all. And there's a unity there, and there's a sensation there, because physically, your hands to your brain has more percentage of communication than you think. It's an extremely high number, and some of us have. See if I could do this. 10, 9.5, depending on where you work. Maybe another half, depending on where you work. Right? But we all feel with our hands, and it sends signals to your brain. It could be very exciting. How many of y'all ever shook a hand with a lot of cash in it? You could feel with a hand. Ooh, boy, it had a lot of cash in that hand. I got that gift. Dean, you got that gift? Ryan, you got that gift? Ooh, that person's got money. They just shake hands differently. Go ahead, brother. I know you was going to get it. Poor people shake hands differently, too. They don't let go. There's a reaching out. There's a desperate. How many of you like to hold hands? I like to hold hands. Some people don't like to hold hands anymore. They don't. In other countries, it's common for same sex to hold hands. And they're not homosexual. You ever seen pictures of that? Middle East people did? And it's comforting, I guess. I hold my daddy's hand. After I got to be a big boy, my daddy told me don't hold no other man's hand. So I don't. Then I'd hold my mama's hand. Then I'd hold my sister's hand. But I never walked around holding someone else's hand. But it's a cultural thing. And it's the science of it. And it's the sensation of it. And it's how God made us. In scriptures, we can see and we can teach and we can practice and we can perform. We probably will do some of that before service is over. Hands, I want to make sure I did not forget Sister Harper. The funniest thing lately is Jolie is bilingual. Sister Harper has taught Jolie so much sign language. Jolie goes to school. She learns ASL. And now when she gets excited, she starts doing signs and fussing. And I didn't know what she was doing until the girls go, stop talking with your hands. I thought my child was just getting out there, you know. Because I don't know sign language. And she was communicating bilingual. There's a language with our hands. I thought I'd drop that in there. I don't want to forget that with our notes. But the hands are a powerful tool. What do y'all think about a soft hand? How about a soft hand on a man? How about dirty hands? Ooh. You know, there's scripture about dirty hands. The apostles said, man, why y'all don't wash y'all's hands before you eat this corn? Remember that? But dirty hands. I try to wash my hands. My hands are usually very dirty. The reason my hands are pretty at church is because I consciously take this brush my wife doesn't know I use. She's not in here today. She keeps it in her side of the shower, and I scrub my hands just in case somebody doesn't want dirty hands laid on them. I could take an anointed dirty hand. I don't know about you. If the power of God's coming through the dirty hand, we're good. When we study the laying on of hands, and we'll get in the scriptures, I just want to throw that out there, and I feel more comfortable. And let me say one more thing before we go to the scriptures. Here at Grace Point, it is proper and it is common. And y'all, for the most part, I'm speaking to the congregation. Y'all know the drill, yes? Of how service ought to be conducted. It would be nice, whomever the minister is, male and or female, but whoever is leading the service has point. Y'all all agree? Okay? So if that person has point and that person is conducting the service, then the attention should be drawn to that person, male and or female. We don't need an outbreak of laying on the hands while we're conducting service. Good? Just see, y'all, we all in check. Y'all even louder than Ashley and y'all, how y'all were doing. What would you do if, because I'm watching the clock, as my ending, what would you do if things got out of control on laying of hands? What if somebody put their hands on you and you did not want to do the hand thing with them? What would you do? Just think about it. Most of us have been taught to pray with our eyes closed. I don't know why, because scriptures don't teach and close your eyes. Scriptures teach open your eyes and look up. Really. If you're really seeking God, you'll find yourself in those different prayer positions that are common. If someone lays hands on you that you're not comfortable with, it is okay to stop praying and get away from that person. In a nice fashion. Most of the times in the church, an apostolic church, and a church that's well orchestrated, like Pastor has our church orchestrated, somebody will save you. Just hang in there. What does that mean, Brother Keith? Somebody will save you. The Holy Ghost is moving in the church. It's not the Holy Ghost wanting that to happen to you. It might feel like it's happening to you, but you can rebuke. Somebody's coming. Isn't it funny how we don't, like, lay hands on Pastor McGuire sometimes? Y'all ever wonder about that? Well, why Brother McGuire don't get in line like us? Well, Brother McGuire's working today. He's in charge of this service. He gets hands laid on him. He even asks us, hey, I want y'all to come pray for my wife. Hey, I would like y'all to pray for me. He goes to other services where there's ministers where if he wanted prayer, he could get prayer. But we're not good enough to lay hands on him? Maybe not all the time. If you come to church on Tuesdays, that's where you see us pray for Pastor more than not. So if y'all ever want to pray for Pastor, come on Tuesday night. Let's not forget Tuesday night prayer. Right? But isn't that kind of funny? But Pastor's working today. He is orchestrating this today. If he felt uncomfortable, or Sister McGuire felt uncomfortable, or one of the other ministers felt uncomfortable, we will get to you in just a minute. In some churches I've been with, and are y'all all right with this? Okay. Some churches I've been into, it's just kind of wild in there. You ever visited a kind of wild church? Man, I'm a visitor. Don't come throw all your hands on me. Y'all, I might have more Holy Ghost than y'all. You ever went to a church just because you're the new person? And it's the football huddle, and you're doing a shoot check and everything you can. And it's like, did I look lost when I came in? And again, everybody's different. Every situation can be different. How about this? Y'all want to run through exercise? Who does not want me to call your name? Raise your hand. Raise it once so I get the free liberty. I can call anybody. You ready? You ready? You ready? Eric, would you please stand up, walk through the front here, and come lay hands on Jean Hernandez. Y'all ready? Watch this. Wow. That was beautiful, Eric. Stay right there, Eric. Wonder what y'all would have thought if the anointing was falling and seen Eric walk across the church and lay hands on John. What do you think? Many a thought. Eric, stand where you are now and walk back and lay hands on Sister Bailey. Nice, gentle walk, yeah. Eric and I didn't practice this. I just know Eric well enough to y'all and say we could do it. Okay, does that look so rough? No. Now what do people think? We went opposite sex and a shade of color. That's what people think. You may be seated, Eric. Thank you. That's what people think. I got this full of notes, and if y'all all right with it, I could paraphrase my notes. That's what people think. Pastor's watching all the time, I promise you. If he's not, there's anointing in here where God is protecting his gifts at all times, no matter what the cost. But Brother Keith, when I was in church, somebody touched me wrong. I know, and I'm sorry. I've met many of people that will not go back to Apostolic Church because of the football huddles. Because somebody touched them wrong. I believe half of it. Because it's not always the church's fault. And most of the times I try to think it's not the church's fault. But sometimes it's just out there. You meet people that come and go, hey, don't go to that church. They're going to touch you. Well, it probably was the person more than the church. An apostolic, genuine, Holy Ghost-filled church can't have bad people in it. Well, all the bad people stand right now. Now, y'all stay seated. I'm doing enough standing for the bad people as I speak. Church is the place where we are in an arena and God's spirit's moving and God's gifts are moving. And for what it's worth, in the book of Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10, it speaks of the gifts of the spirit. And of number 4 and number 5, Brother Chris, if you're rolling with me, you can put that up. Number 4 and number 5, the working of the miracles and in the gifts, for whatever reasons, we use our hands. It does not say that Brother Cron could stand up and look at Brother Cain sitting in the back and speak over him. For whatever reasons we choose, and Brother Cron will probably go over there and ease into Brother Cain, lay his hand on his shoulder just like Eric did. And I want to say something. Eric is first generation, and Eric does come to church pretty much. Eric, were you taught this way when you were a kid? No. He picked that up from how it is. Thank you. That was a point I wanted to make. Eric is not considered one of the ministers in the church. He just comes to church, and I knew he would do a fine job. Back to my point, Brother Cron could go back to Brother Cain, and he would probably touch him. That's how that works, Brother Keith. That's how we do. It's not all how it works. Because there's enough anointing in your voice. Why God uses our hands? Sometimes I wonder. Because I have been to people, and I'll do this one because I don't want to put nobody out there. Brother Keith, you're gonna laugh here in a minute, but just wait for the minute. I have been used many times, just like most of you, in the gifts of the Holy Ghost, right? And I have been led to people and lay hands on them. And it didn't hit me till I laid hands on them. And I always wondered, was that coming through me or from them? Is this too much for y'all? I always wonder. Sometimes it's just like, whoa, what was that? Was that coming from him or was it coming from me? Because at times we always put the faith on the minister. But that's not always scriptural. There was a lady that ran to Jesus and touched him. She could only get to the hem of his garment, touch his clothes, and the virtue went from him. So I always wondered about that. Just as much as at times I've practiced and I lay hands on people, and I'm not, sometimes I just, y'all know what I'm about to say, and I touch them, and it's like a bowling ball. It's nothing coming out, nothing going in. I wonder what I just did. What button did I push wrong? Sometimes people come up to prayer and you go to them and you're thinking it's anointing and it's noise. You touch them and it's just like a bowling ball, just cold. My hands tell me that. And I've also touched some people that have been on fire for God, and I wish I would have put my hands on them because it's like I stole their thunder. I started dancing next to them. Like I drank their wine from above. We got excited. All through laying on of hands. In Mark chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin. Because Jesus said, I'm going to start paraphrasing, I don't want to run out of time. And he could not do many miracles there, but only heal a few people. When Jesus grew up with his own, what did his own know him as? Y'all remember what his daddy was? A carpenter. He was a common man. It is quite easy for us to get too comfortable with other people in our church. Oh, surely Jean Hernandez can't do anything. He's a tool and die guy, man. They don't lay hands but on metal. Dean's a tire dude. Touch Dean, don't touch me. Harley's got into laying blocks and his hands are always dry. Touch block there. Put his hands on me. Brother Cron, man, he's the man of God. His hands smell like garlic. I think he's been cooking that chili again. You know how we do as human beings? And in our own congregation, we can't receive one from another because of laying on hands, because we've become too familiar with the people. Jesus couldn't perform but a few miracles because that's Joseph's son, the carpenter kid. He can't do anything. But elsewhere in Jesus' travels, many miracles. Many miracles. When we take what we have here symbolically, you might not do a lot in a congregation. I've been here for a while now, and I've watched people grow, and I would kind of like to think, wow, I'd love to have one of the young men or women out of my class lay hands on me and pray for me. Because I know them. And I go, wow, I'm glad that young man or young lady doesn't lay a hand on me because I know them. They're not doing so well now. I hope they don't come pray for me. Ironic, isn't it? And we want to take the time when we minister, gently laying on of hands. Please lay no hands suddenly on nobody. I'll tell you one, are y'all ready for one? I was in church in North Carolina. The guy's last name was Baker. He told me he's a football player from Texas. He played Texas A&M. Big man, like Brandon, with shoulders. And the guy was up, and he told us the story of a man coming into his church, and the guy was a short and Asian guy, Brandon, right? And he said they began to pray with the Asian guy, and the guy started to contort, kind of demoniac looking, and the guy bolts out the door out of his church. So he bolts out after the door after the guy. They run through the parking lot, and he's gaining on the guy. He's a big football player guy. He's getting closer. And the guy darts, if you would, right across 98, similar. He catches him. What is this guy? And they said the guy was running past her wide open, like on TV, I guess. You know? So he runs across 98 and gets to the other side of 98, and now it's a straightaway. And he gains up on the Asian guy, and he reaches out and grabs for the Asian guy. And the Asian guy, in full stride, reaches back and grabs his hand and pulls him over him. And body slams him on the ground, one armed. And he got up. And he said, lay hands suddenly on nobody. Came was the first thing that came to his mind. He said after that, he likes to speak it out. Because as much as we laughed when he told us what happened when he got back to the church, what would have happened in church, Pastor? That little Asian guy could have took that big man and said, bam, 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 right in front of his congregation. I'm still reluctant how I lay hands and how quickly I lay hands. You might want to remember that one just one day. You think the Holy Ghost is on you, and before you know it, you're on your back. Mark 7, 32 and 33, there was a deaf man that was brought to Jesus. He couldn't hear, and he had like a speech impediment, the scriptures say. And sicknesses and disease is nothing new, amen? Jesus put his fingers in the guy's ears. Y'all ever seen that? In church? Anybody do that? Seen that like 2-3 times under a tent. Can you hear me now? And the guy lets Jesus put his fingers in his ear. And the Bible says, then he spit and put it on his tongue. Now, it's 2017. That spitting thing, I don't know how far we're going to go with spitting. Because we're educated now, Jesus, and we don't do spit. But if you wanted to speak again and somebody put some spit on your tongue and you started speaking, I think when Jesus did this, this is just me, because it's just me, because he says that he didn't want him to tell anybody. And Jesus kind of, the Bible says, pulled him over to the side when he'd done that. Jesus didn't do that. It wasn't Pastor McGuire doing it right up here in front of everybody. Okay? Jesus took him to the side, ministered to him, and the guy comes out immediately, the Bible says. And he spoke clearly. And Jesus says, don't go tell anybody. We're going to write this one down, the Bible says. Why do you think Jesus did that? I thought of many a times. I love to lay hands on people. I love to hear good reports. The lady that I want to pray for, she's out at the hospital. I don't do that because I'm the assistant pastor of the church. You can do that too. Hopefully at the end of this Sunday school lesson, you'll remember you have the same power I have. I don't have a hand on the power of God. Amen. The same that I do, ye shall do greater. When he said that, he said we could all be like him. It is not just the leadership of the church. I believe I have gifts. How many of y'all have gifts? Okay? We should all exercise the gifts. Sometimes I think we forget that we need faith, but we all have gifts. Amen. Luke. Jesus was preaching all day and all night, laying hands on people. Now, when the sun was setting, all that they had brought to Jesus with different diseases they took to him, and he laid hands and healed every one of them. Now, of course, this is not in his hometown. He is not with the people that know him. He's out there. This is hometown, guys. You know, when we lay hands and pray to each other, I do believe the Holy Ghost moves. I have been touched in this church many a times, just like most of you. But when we leave from here, when you young people are going to go back to college, when you guys are going to work, if you work with the public, don't forget that it's going to be done intact and it's going to be done professional, and you can take somebody to the side. I just told you guys about the minister at my church. At my job, he prayed for me right in the middle of the parking lot. And I let it roll. You know, I needed it that day. How many of y'all could care less where the prayer takes place when you need it? Amen? But there's not an art, but just remember, there's professionalism about it. Hey, can I pray for you? You don't have to do it in the door at work. You can do it at the lunch table discreetly. You can do it after work. Just be mindful of the person you're praying with and how you're touching them. Is it okay to hold hands? Holding hands looks, especially man to man, don't. If you want to pray for me in public, I'd rather you do this one of them numbers and swing my head around a couple of times so people say, hey, laying hands on Keith, versus you grab my hand like we're doing something. I don't even know. Okay? Don't hold my hand. You might get punched in the throat when I lay hands back. Luke 5, Pastor just taught this Hodgson's disease, leprosy. You just said that the other day, I think it was. Hansen's disease. He caught my eyes when I was studying. The leprosy, I always thought of leprosy as being highly contagious. I even read up on it after Pastor said it. It wasn't so highly contagious in today's time, but back then, it might have been considered highly contagious. It was definitely unclean. Healed the man of leprosy, right? And God told him, don't tell nobody. Go and show yourself to the priest. When you have testified of someone praying for you, you'll typically say, and they laid hands on me. In an apostolic Pentecostal environment, typically. It's just what we do. Let's not take for granted what we do, please. I'll go ahead and I'll read a few more while we have time in the book of Acts. People were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were even baptized in Jesus' name. But it seemed it took the laying on of hands in Acts chapter 8, 15 and 17. It seems like for whatever reason, they had to go and lay hands on them. Is that scriptural? On the day of Pentecost, we didn't say everybody had to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and all the other stuff we kind of work up in church. The Holy Ghost fell. God's in control at all times. But do remember, laying on hands seems to be that ticket. Acts 19, 5 and 6, they were baptized in Jesus' name. And Paul laid his hand upon them all, and they be filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with other tongues and prophesied from laying on their hands. Acts 28, 3 and 8. Verses 3 and 8 was a long story. The short, Paul was in a shipwreck. Paul goes and they're making a fire. A deadly serpent reaches out and bites Paul on the hand. Paul shakes the serpent off. Everybody thinks he's a god. There's a dude named Publius. Publius's dad was sick. And they saw Paul. They said, come pray for my dad. Paul lays hand on the guy's father, and the guy had a blood disease. Couldn't see it. Couldn't be seen. But the guy was healed. There's lots of healings and lots of things going on, laying on hands. Sometimes you see, but then the blind eyes open and the guy can walk. Deaf, pop, and he starts talking. But a blood disease? How do you know? You can go back to the doctor and get it checked again now. Amen. There's times when we lay hands on people we don't always get to see. And last but not least, James chapter 5, this is my favorite one. Is there any among you that are afflicted? Y'all remember those scriptures? If there's any sick among you, and I think it's in 5, you call for the elders of the church. They're going to pray for you, and they're going to anoint you with oil 99% of the time. 99. The only reason we won't, probably because we didn't have any oil. That one's often executed in church, but that's not just for church. If you're down and out at home and you need a visit from the church, and you call, we're probably going to go take oil and lay hands on you. Wrapping up Sunday school, please remember, as we congregate with others, you don't know who you're about to lay hands on. You don't know how they're going to receive it. You do know there's some anointing in you. You do know you got enough anointing for Eric to go all the way for Jean. Jean to come back all the way for Eric and Harley to go in the back, and Brother Kane. We feel those sensations. Remember, there's a time for it and a purpose for it. It can be that person in charge. Me right now, I could go probably lay hands on everybody, and y'all all be good with it. Fair? Fair? I'm point man. I got the mic. However, if I'm sitting over there, pastor's got the mic, and I just barge on through while he's trying to teach the word of God, it don't look like Keith and pastor's talk too much today. Keith just point blank shut down God. while pastor's giving us the word of God, Keith thought it was more important to go lay hands on Sherry Trailer right in the middle of the service. I can feel those things and I can desire those things, and those things aren't wrong. Okay? When in doubt, and I'll close with this one. If you're married, take your husband or your wife when you go and pray for the opposite sex. Is that good? Take your son or your daughter. If you just had to touch a female man and just anointing's all over you, put your wife's hands on the female. Put your hand on your wife's hand. Okay? Works the same way. It's like a conduit. That person will receive it a whole lot better, especially if they don't know you. Amen? Let's all stand. Please take the word of God as an encouragement. Please don't forget the gifts that you have in you. Please seek to be using those gifts in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the Sunday school today. I ask you, God, in Jesus' name, that the words that were spoken in the scriptures that were used would be sticking in our people's minds, their souls, and their bodies, where the devil can't take it out. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone say amen.